other members of the royal family. We all know who the Queen is, but who are the other main members of the royal family? Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, is the Queen's husband. He was born as the Prince of Greece and Denmark in Corfu on the 10th of June 1921 and was the only son of Prince Andrew of Greece. His family is of Danish descent. Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales. The Prince of Wales is the oldest son of Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. He is next in line to the throne and could become the next king. He was born at Buckingham Palace on the 14th of November 1948. On the 29th of July 1981, the Prince of Wales married Lady Diana Spencer in St Paul's Cathedral, who became the Princess of Wales. As we know, Lady Diana died in a car crash in Paris, in France, on the 31st of August 1997, and Prince Charles has since remarried. He is now married to the Duchess of Cornwall, who was born Camilla Rosemary Shand. As a member of the royal family, the Duchess of Cornwall supports her husband, the Prince of Wales, in carrying out his work and duties. Prince William, the Duke of Cambridge. Prince William is the eldest son of the Prince of Wales and the late Diana, Princess of Wales. Prince William is second in the line of succession to the throne. He was born on the 21st of June 1982. Prince William was only 15 years old when Diana, Princess of Wales, died. He was commissioned as an army officer in front of Her Majesty the Queen at Sandhurst in December 2006 and joined the Household Cavalry, Blues and Royals as a second lieutenant. In 2008, he qualified as a pilot at the Royal Air Force College. Then he underwent helicopter flight training. Prince William married Catherine Middleton on the 29th of April 2011. Their first child, Prince George of Cambridge, was born on the 22nd of July 2013, and their second, Princess Charlotte of Cambridge, was born on the 2nd of May 2015. Prince Harry of Wales. Prince Harry is the youngest son of the Prince of Wales and the late Diana, Princess of Wales. He was born on the 15th of September 1984 at St Mary's Hospital, Paddington, London. At the time of his birth, he was the third in line of succession to the throne. He is currently fifth in line after his nephew George and niece Charlotte. Harry chose a military career, undergoing officer training at Royal Military Academy Sandhurst. In 2007-2008, he served for 77 days in Helmand, Afghanistan, but he was pulled out following publication of his presence there by an Australian magazine. He returned to Afghanistan for a 20-week deployment in 2012-2013 with the Army Air Corps. He left the Army in June 2015. Prince Andrew, the Duke of York. The Duke of York was born on 19th February 1960 at Buckingham Palace, the second son and the third child of the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh. He was the first child to be born to a reigning monarch for 103 years. Named Andrew Albert Christian Edward, he was known as Prince Andrew until his marriage to Sarah Ferguson, when he was created the Duke of York. Prince Edward, the Earl of Essex and Viscount Severn. Born in 1964, Prince Edward was created the Earl of Wessex and Viscount Severn on his marriage in 1999. The Earl of Wessex has a busy schedule of events. As well as duties in supporting the Queen, the Earl plays an active role in the Duke of Edinburgh's Award, a programme for young people set up by his father in the 1950s. He also works on behalf of a number of charities and organisations, particularly those connected with the arts, sport and young people. Princess Anne, the Princess Royal. Not forgetting the Princess Royal, the second child and only daughter of the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh, she was born at Clarence House, London, on the 15th of August 1950, when her mother was Princess Elizabeth, heir to the throne. She received the title Princess Royal from the Queen in June 1987. She is currently 12th in line to the throne. She is known for her charitable work, being the patron of over 200 organisations.